New federal regulations aimed at protecting privacy when people enter a hospital or go to a doctor's office took effect today. The rules allow patients to see and correct their medical records and set out a host of other new rights. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Jean-Laurie Goldman is a strong advocate of privacy for patients. She directs the Health Privacy Project and says that until now, employers and insurance companies had a sort of carte blanche to use medical information.
So for instance, if an employer, you know, called the health plan and said, why are my premiums being doubled? What's costing so much money here? The health plan could share patient medical records and claims data with the employer without violating federal law.
An insurance company could just give an employer sensitive medical information about employees.
They could tell the employer, well, you've got, you know, an employee who has a chronic heart condition, you have an employee who has multiple sclerosis, you have an employee who is schizophrenic, all these things that cost a lot of money.
And Goldman says in order to reduce their costs, employers have been known to simply fire those employees. The new regulations change that. For starters, insurance companies will be restricted from sharing patients' medical information with employers. Patients can get copies of their own medical records and, sort of like credit records, correct them if they disagree with something.
You can try to get the doctor to change it. If the doctor agrees to change it, fine. If they don't, and you have a real dispute, you will have a right to put a note in your file that says you disagree and why, and that then becomes part of your medical record.
And health insurance companies will no longer be able to get medical information at will. In the past, some insurers insisted doctors send them all the medical information they had about patients in order to pay the claim. Now, Goldman says, doctors only have to send information that's actually needed.
So, for instance, if you go get a genetic test and you want to get that paid for by your health insurance, the doctor can say that you had the genetic test, but the health plan is not allowed to demand the results of that genetic test. They don't need to know the results in order to pay the claim.
Patients can insist on other privacy measures. For instance, they can tell doctors or labs not to leave detailed messages on answering machines. And patients can now control who knows when they enter the hospital. California attorney Stephen Fleischer.
When you go to the hospital, you will notice that the hospital is going to ask you whether you're willing to have your name on a directory, whether any information about your condition should be given out, whether you wish to have the chaplain of your religious faith, if you have one, informed of your presence in the hospital.
And once hospitalized, a patient's name and diagnosis will no longer be written on openly displayed chalkboards. Medical charts will be turned over so other curious patients or staff can't peek, and computer screens will be adjusted to prevent indiscriminate viewing. And the first time a patient arrives at a doctor's office, they'll be handed a notice of the new privacy rules. Some doctors view this as unnecessary bureaucracy. John Lawson is a rheumatologist in private practice in Washington, D.C. He says the rules create an unfortunate adversarial relationship between doctor and patient.
Because the first thing that happens when they walk in the office is they're given this stack of papers that says, your privacy is at risk. This physician who you're about to give your trust to actually cannot be trusted to safeguard your personal information. And you must now sit here and decide, at a micromanagement level, to decide what and if and when this doctor can release any information on you.
Patients who believe their privacy rights have been violated can file a complaint with the Department of Health and Human Services. Violations can bring hefty fines and even jail time. Despite the new protections, some privacy advocates argue they don't go far enough. For example, drug companies can still pay pharmacies for lists of patients with certain diseases in order to send them information about new treatments or medications. Some activists are now suing the government to strengthen the privacy rules. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.